The sweet, sweet, beautiful sounds of a Morning Playhouse flush the format Friday. Roll back the clock every single Friday morning. Zero and Amy K, the 194 Morning Playhouse, as we enter a round of speed therapy. Pew, pew, pew. That's my speed sounds. Lasers. Pew, pew, pew. Three cases today, and we'll cover them all in the time we would normally do a typical Morning Playhouse group therapy situation. Just rip through these, and by all means, if you have thoughts for any of these three individuals, you can certainly, the quickest way to do it would be to text 35270, but if you call quick on the draw at 2378, we'll be able to get you on as well. First up is Playhouse family member Casey. Casey, your speed therapy situation, quickly, beep, beep, beep.
So, my husband has the job. It's a really good job, But the boss likes to socialize outside of work. He's one of these guys who thinks that, like, you have to socialize for the team to be successful, which is fine, you know, but he wants to do it every weekend. And it just gets to be a lot. Like, it's dinner all the time. It's expensive. It's exhausting. And, like, we can't say no because it's, like, you know, part of his job. Like, okay. What the boss wants to do. So we're sort of stuck. And I screwed up a little bit, but so in any case, the boss has a wife. She's really lovely. She's only 24, which is like half of his age. You know, we don't have a ton in common, but like, you know, everybody gets along. It's fine. So in any case, last week I get a text, and I thought it was from my husband, and it says, now, on top of all the dinners and things, like, now we have to go to the boss's surprise 50th birthday party. And I kind of, like, just lost it and texted back, like, WTF, like, I'm so sick of this. It's too much. Can't we get out of it? Like, just, like, really just blah.
And, you're tired of it. You don't enjoy hanging out with her and the boss all the time. Yeah. Yep.
And it's just constant, and it's like there's no wiggle room, and it's just it's exhausting in the sense that, like, it's taking over our lives, and, you know. But so my husband calls me immediately after I sent that text, and it turns out I, like, it returned to the whole group chat. It wasn't just him.
Stop.
And yeah. So, like, the whole company kind of the whole team saw what I wrote. So now I'm, like, mortified, and you know, he's upset, obviously, and he said, you know, you have to fix this. You have to make it right. So so first I called the boss's wife, and I apologized, and she's like, oh, hey, no big deal. I didn't think anything of it. You know, I believe it. You know, believe me, I totally get it. And I asked her, like, what does that mean? And she goes, you know, well, you know, you're older, so I can imagine it must be really exhausting for you, you know, for somebody your age. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Yeah, I'm only 37. Like, what?
You're so old.
Yeah. I'm not old. And, like, you know, she went on to say, like, that having to, you know, do all these things makes her crazy, too. But, you know, she has to do them for her husband because his employees look up to him so much. And, like, so now I'm offended, and, you know, because first of all, I'm not old, I'm 37, and, like, second, it has nothing to do with stamina. I just don't want to hang out with you all the time. Like, I don't want to go to this damn party at all, and now I'm, like, nice man, and, like, and his nice little wife, and what do I do here? How do I fix this?
I think I already know, but you're not going to like it. You're not going to like it. So,
all right.
This person's either fully aware of what she's doing, and she's just saying something to make you angry because you've really offended her, or she actually thinks this. And that's the best case scenario, and here's why. Because you can lean into it.
No.
Just, like, make some comment about how, like, you know what, you're not wrong. It's just, it's really hard for me at this age to keep going out, and yeah, it's just exhausting. Because right now, she's under this disbelief, hopefully, that actually protects your husband, that you are this, like, frigidy old grandma. I think you need to lean into it. Dress like a frigidy old grandma. Look like the most old, haggard woman you can. And this will go away if this is true and how she really feels. You've now, she's given you a gift.
I guess. It's a hard one to take. Like, you know what I mean? Because I'm not old. They just want too much from us.
Now, you want to stay home and knit? You want to stay home and pet the cats? Like, just lean in.
Lean in. My husband's going to be so bad.
Oh, God. Like, listen, we'll see if anything else pops in as far as ideas, but I think you just lean into it. I think you just full on old grandma.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, have fun knitting, okay?
Thank you. You take care of yourself.
Yeah, you make a nice quilt. Send it on over. We could use one. All right, speed therapy for Casey. Can you beat just be old?
I don't like that it's not even her coworkers. It's her husband's coworkers. Why are you forced to attend all these events? I do think, though, opposite of what you're saying. I think you go to that birthday party.
You're a crazy young person?
You make one final appearance, but now you're not going to continue going to every event. Maybe the office Christmas party, but you're not going to the things they're doing every other month. And then once other people see, oh, you and your husband aren't going, or you're not going, other people will start to fall off. And then he'll realize,
comfort in numbers, comfort in numbers.
We don't need to have all these group gatherings constantly. You're spending so much time at work together. You don't need to do all this stuff outside of work.
Some workplaces do a lot of those things, but not everybody attends. And then also not everybody brings their significant other. Maybe just more of these things your husband does on his own if he feels like he needs to go to better his position in the workplace. If he's gunning for a job or something, I get it. You know, he feels he got to put in that time. That's okay. That doesn't mean you need to go.
That's why it's not her coworkers. You don't need to go get the drinks, after work drinks or all these meetups. Maybe the birthday party. This is your final happy birthday. You guys get to see me and now you're not going to anymore.
I'm still team grandma. Be a little old grandma.
Someone is saying, you don't need to fix this. Stand on what you said.
Be a little old granny. Oh, it's just so exhausting. Just really should be home watching my shows, my soaps.
But I think it's mean what this lady is saying. Also, you think all these people are old. Why are you constantly inviting them out? And isn't your husband old?
Well, he's young at heart.
Okay.
I'm absolutely young at heart, clearly. Speed therapy, two more cases today. It's also a Flush the Format Friday. Your pick all morning long at 237. It's text 35270.